News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Tuesday night was primary election night. One of the bigger races is in Wisconsin Rapids. Three candidates narrowed down to two, as Mayor Zach Vruwink and former mayor and Vruwink supporter Mary Jo Carson will face off April 1st. Vruwink had 785 votes, 52% of the vote. Carson had 530 votes. Stephen Koth Jr. eliminated in third place. He only had 171 votes in the primary election. One of the school board races was in Marshfield, where five were narrowed down to four. Jason Angel, Dorothy Cheney, Dennis Junser, and Mark Conrady are the four that make it to the April 1st general election. Christine Miller eliminated in yesterday's primary. The state Senate passed a bill today that would provide performance report cards for all publicly funded schools. Some of the supporters criticized the bill for taking out the stricter accountability guidelines from an earlier version of the bill. Others, including Democrat John Lehman of Racine, were disappointed because this bill takes out the consequences for districts that don't meet guidelines. Republican Luther Olson disagreed, saying this forces students at voucher schools to take the same tests and have those scores reported to the state, just like other schools. That would include voucher schools and charter schools. The bill passed 29-3, still needs action in the Assembly. Also in Madison today, the Republicans in the Senate seem to be closer to some kind of a deal on Governor Walker's proposed tax cut plan. Senate President Mike Ellis believes they have found a way to deal with concerns about the impact of the plan on the structural deficit by setting aside about $120 million.
By doing that, it shrinks the structural deficit from $400 down to $260, $270.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the Walker proposal during a hearing tomorrow at the Capitol. A head-on crash early today has left one person dead. That crash happened 3 miles south of Colby on Highway 13 in Marathon County at about 7:30 this morning. Deputies say both drivers were hurt and a passenger in one of the vehicles died. That crash remains under investigation, but deputies say slippery roads were a contributing factor. A Medford woman free on a signature bond after being charged with animal cruelty. 29-year-old Callie Newman accused of leaving her Great Dane and two cats unattended in a house after she moved in with her boyfriend. Newman said she was providing food and water for the animals, but the house was covered in garbage, feces, and urine and is now unsuitable to live in. Newman entered a not guilty plea to the charges today. Judge Ann Knox Bauer set a $500 signature bond and ordered Newman to appear in court for a pretrial conference March 19th. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. There is a winter storm watch in effect for most of our listening area Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. 6 to 10 inches of heavy, wet snow likely Thursday afternoon and evening. Significant blowing and drifting of that snow likely Thursday night. For the overnight hours, partly cloudy, turning clear, a low of 20 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice again, a high of 36. Wednesday night, increasing clouds and mild, down to 26 degrees. Then look out Thursday. That light wintry mix of rain, ice, and snow is possible in the morning. Then heavy snow likely in the afternoon and evening. 6 to 10 inches possible, and it'll get windy, too. A daytime high, though, of 36 degrees. Windy and colder Friday. Chance of morning flurries, then turning sunny. High 19. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.